Welcome back for another episode of the Justin and Gary podcast. My friend, my dear listener, my podcast person. Today's episode is titled Alcoholic Thoughts. And no, I'm not drinking while I make this episode. It was clickbait to make you click on it. But my words ain't slurring. I'm not drinking. If anything, I'm drinking mate mid-afternoon on Monday, Memorial Day. I told this lady happy Memorial Day today on Instagram. She's like, happy. I don't know if happy equates to what soldiers did in the war, but I'll get off my soapbox now. I was like, oh my gosh. Can't even tell somebody happy Memorial Day. Fuck. Anyways, has anyone ever told you that before? I didn't know how to respond. I was just like, well, I hope you have a happy day. Anyways, my friends, how are you doing today? What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up? Where you at? What you doing? You washing dishes? You driving your car? You sitting in a chair? I don't think anybody listens to podcasts and just like sits in front of their computer. You know, I feel like if anyone's doing anything right now, it's like productive, or you're like driving or moving, or you're doing something. I don't think anyone is listening to podcasts like sitting down just like listening to me. That would be different. The only person doing that is me, I guess, right? I'm the one making it. I'm the one behind the mic. But yeah, let's get back to the title of this episode, because I know that intrigued you. Alcoholic thoughts. What's your favorite drink, by the way? Do you drink? If you are a recovering alcoholic and been sober, then I hope this episode doesn't tempt you in any way. Or just roll with it. Roll with it. We got a lot of different listeners, a lot of different people, a lot of different stages of life. Maybe you're against alcohol, never drink again. Maybe you are struggling with it. Maybe you're like, hey, I drink once a month. Maybe you don't even think about what your relationship with alcohol is. But truth be told, everyone has some sort of connection to alcohol, even if that means that you don't drink at all. Because alcohol exists in the world, and anything that exists in the world, you have some sort of correlation and relationship with it, whether you know it exists or not. Because it exists, you have a connection to it. If that makes sense. If that makes sense. It's a little philosophical, but what I'm trying to get at is you can't go through this world without having thoughts on a particular substance that has affected so many people. It's caused so much violence, but yet in a lot of ways it's been like something that's gathered people together to do really great things. It's loosened people up to be able to express and say truths and bring healing to relationships, but at the same time, loosened people so up to the point where they became violent and said hurtful things that they woke up the next morning regretting. Ugh, alcohol. It's brought together people to have amazing memories as they watch sports. It's increased the revenue of so many restaurants and bars across the world. It's been branding for people and companies. It's enabled someone to have a reason to celebrate Super Bowl Sunday. It's gotten people on the dance floor and been able to express their true nature. It's at the same time been the reason why kings decided to fight a war. We can keep fucking going. But alcohol. Oh, what have you done? Yeah, I want to come out and say I haven't drank in about 7 weeks. I purposefully have been avoiding alcohol because it's hard. And it's so typical, right? To like, I don't know, like hang out with somebody. Let's have a drink. Go on a date. Let's have a drink. Hang out with your parents. Let's have a drink. It's like you can take a drink with anything as long as it's like not the morning. I mean, that'd be kind of strange, but especially on the weekends, you know, you have a drink. It's like so typical, so common in our society, in America, and on Memorial Day, on your day off. But yeah, it's been about 7 weeks for me and I haven't drank, and it's felt, I don't know. I'll say that I've never like been an alcoholic or struggled with it like that, but I have felt like, I'm so tired, I want to drink. Or, man, I am so stressed, I want to drink. Or, wow, I'm so happy, I want to drink. Or like, I'm bored, I want to drink. And I don't like when I'm like that, because it becomes almost like any other substance. It could be weed or donuts, or it just becomes a dependency. You know, it becomes something that you need or crutch. And I don't like having that with anything, even if it's alcohol. And another problem with me is I really do like the numbing feeling of alcohol. I love that. I've expressed this before on prior episodes. I love that feeling of like being buzzed, you know, and just like kind of just fucking sitting there. And then I love eating when I drink, and then that affects my macros and my nutrition and my health and weight gain. And I also love to spend money when I drink and be generous, because I'm already generous, and then I want to be even more generous to the point of like, that was dumb generous, you know?
Everybody, who wants a bottle? You guys want a bottle? You want a bottle?
You know that guy? So yeah, like I've had an interesting relationship, and I was like, I like going through these seasons where I say, I'm not doing it. I'm not drinking. And I think I'm going to go like maybe like 15 weeks now. I'm going to try to go 15 weeks. I'm at 7 now. And what ends up happening is my skin clears up. I avoid a lot of other things that aren't good. And I also don't do any binge eating, right? And I sleep a little better. And also I have to get creative with things that I do, because it's so easy to have a drink and call it a night. But when you don't have that, you're like, oh, what am I going to do with my time? You know? So alcoholic thoughts, how are you liking this so far? The reason I'm making this podcast episode is to get you to think about your relationship with alcohol, and to get you to consider in your own life, could I give it up? Now, a lot of people, when I tell them that, they're like, but I don't want to, but I'm not an alcoholic, but I don't have to. I know you don't, but will you give it up? And it's kind of like people get to that point where they're like, well, I don't really feel like I need to, and it's not a problem, so I'm not. It's like, well, why don't you give it up then? If it's not. Like, you get me? Like, if it's not, then do it. But I don't have to. But do it anyways. Do it anyways. Try it. And then you'll notice there's like a parting that needs to happen. There's like a, there's almost like a letting go. Like you, it actually, it's like a, it's harder than you think when you really decide to do it for a certain period of time. And I'll suggest like go 90 days, or if that's too hard, go 45. Be like me, go 7 weeks, 49 days. Try it. See what happens. See what comes of that. And for me, I can only attest that it's made me stronger internally. And the good news is that like the drink will always be there, you know? Like when you want to go back, when you want to have one, it's like, it's there. You're not going to miss anything. Like, you want to go have it, go have it. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like you're, it's not like it's not going to exist anymore in the world. It's like, no, you're just putting it off for a second. And that's the whole purpose of me making this podcast episode, is just to get you to do that. I want you to do that. I really do. But Justin, my birthday's coming up. It's July 4th. It's Memorial Day. It's the weekend. Like, I'm going to a wedding. It's like, all right, well, you're waiting for the perfect window, right? So that what? You don't have to feel pain? The fuck? Do it. Do it. Decide. Decide you're going to go 60 days, 50 days, 40 days. Go 30 days. Go 1 month. And let me know how it goes. Challenge yourself, guys. This is, people don't do this shit. People don't do this. And that's exactly why I want you to do it. It's going to make you better. It's going to make you stronger. And lastly, it's going to reconstruct and heal any issues, whether they're alcoholic or just minor issues or attachments that you have with it. Because you want to be able, if you are a drinker and socially or whatever you want to call it, you want to have the best relationship with it that you can. You don't want to feel like it's causing weight gain or causing you to say things you regret or fucking cause you to get violent or whatever it is that you, is your particular relationship with it. You want it to be good. You want it to be right. You want it to be healed. In order for that to happen, sometimes you need space. You need separation. You need to cut out. So that's my message. Some alcoholic thoughts, my friends. May you enjoy the rest of your day. And may you think about that question. And may you apply it. If indeed it speaks to you. And it's my assumption that it just might. Have a lovely day. This is Alcoholic Thoughts.